How about the dish? There's a fastball fouled off to the right. One and two here. Nobody out. Bottom of the third. Leading off the inning is Adam Robb. From the hill and the stretch, Tobias. Here he comes. There's the big curveball and called strike three. Hasn't shown it all day, and that's the hammer. Tough pitch after you've seen fastballs from him. So called strike three, and it's the first out of the inning. Fifth strikeout, I believe, from Aiden. That's unofficial. Aiden throws a fastball down the middle, and Ryder Jones swings through it. 0-1. Tobias toes the rubber, looks in for the sign. He's got what he wants. Here's the pitch. Fastball just away. Tried the corner and missed. 1-1, one out. Bottom of the third for the Prentice Buccaneers. And if you want to listen in, you can listen at 98.3 WCQM or download the Civic Media app. That fastball up at the eyeballs and not offering that time was Ryder Jones, the second baseman. Ryder from the right side of the plate. 2-1 the count, one out. Aiden steps off, disengagement. And there's no pitch clock here, but none of these pitchers really taking too much time. 2-1 the count, one out. Three runs in for the Buccaneers, looking for more. Got to get some runners first. That fastball in the dirt, picked nicely by Kuchiba. 3-1 the count, one out. Bottom of the third, Ryder Jones. Got the count in his favor. Let's see. He's going to get a fastball here. 3-1. That fastball missed up, and Ryder draws a walk. One-out walk now, and that brings up Garrett May, the first baseman. Garrett had a couple pretty good swings, and his last time up. Ryder Jones from first. Buccaneers down 8. That doesn't really mean anything on a day like this. Shows bunt. Ryder Jones steals second. The throw bounced and hit him and picked up by Ty Henderson. No advance on the play. 1-0 the count, one out. And it's ball one. 1-0 here. Runner at second for Prentice Buccaneers. That's Ryder Jones. Garrett May at the dish. The 8 hitter. Fastball inside corner. Got the call that time. 1-1 the count. One out. Aiden Tobias from the stretch. Here's the pitch. Fastball swung on and missed. Dropped by Sawyer, but it doesn't matter. It's 1-2. So 1-2 here, and let's see if he gives them the old hammer again. 1-2, one out, runner on second for the Buccaneers. Choking up Garrett May, the first baseman from the right side. Here comes Tobias. Fastball swung on and missed. Strike three. Second strikeout of the inning for Aiden Tobias. Zach Starkey, the left fielder, comes up. Bats from the right side. He walked last time. Starkey. Tobias misses down with a fastball. Looming on deck. Still got his shin guards on as Heston Heckman. He's 2-for-2 with a couple of soft singles, let's call them. And Wheel Move, runner leading off, and Tobias had him leaning. Nobody there, though. Like I tell the boys, just showing it kind of keeps their leads down. There's two outs. Starkey at the dish. Fastball down and in, and that's ball two. 2-0 the count. Zach Starkey taking his time up there, not offering on anything. Those were fairly close fastballs. Sawyer sets up down at the belt. Here's Aiden, and he got a high strike there. 2-1. At the letters, that's where he likes him, it looks like, folks. 2-1, two outs. Zach Starkey. Aiden Tobias from the stretch. Here's the pitch. That fastball missed up and away. Looks like he's lost a little zip on his fastball. His first outing of the season. Phillips Loggers coming in at 1-0, and Prentice Buccaneers at 0-1. Both have played each other. This will be the last time. And that throw to second got off the top of the glove, but no advance. So Aiden Tobias tried the back pick. Wheel Move to second. Good backup there by Jack Kulwicki, the center fielder. 3-1 the count now to Zach Starkey. From the stretch, Tobias. Fastball missed up high. Ball four. And we're going to get a timeout. And this might be all for Aiden. Making the signal, it looks like they're going to go in with a different pitcher. And it looks like we're getting out a wrong-hander out there. You know this guy?
I think so.
Drew Hauschild's going to toe the hill. Look at the position changes coming up. Looks like Aiden Tobias is going to go over to first. And he'll get a ball and throw a few ground balls. And that brings on the big Swede, the left-hander, Drew Hauschild. So we're going to send it back to 98Q, 98Q Country for a one-minute timeout. 1 minute.
IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years' experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community. Game day will always be a big win when you grab all of your beer, wine, spirits, snacks, and more from your local Brandy Lake BP in Woodruff. And while you're there, fuel up with BP gasoline with Invigorate, designed to prevent dirt buildup, and then run your vehicle through their advanced technology touchless car wash for that sparkly, shiny, clean vehicle. Brandy Lake BP. Always, everyday low prices at a great value. Highway 51 North in Woodruff.
Scott Heckman bringing you high school baseball from Prentice, Wisconsin. The Phillips Loggers traveling to Prentice and facing off with the Buccaneers. They're up 11-3, but bottom of the third. Two outs and pitching change for the Loggers as Aiden Tobias is first. His first outing, a little bit of maybe the jitters, a little bit of control issue there. So, not anything out. He had a lot of strikeouts, too. He had six strikeouts, but couldn't finish the third, and that'll bring Drew Hauschild for his first action this year, too. The old wrong-hander, the left-hander, Drew Hoschel. Tall, 6'3". Coached him a couple years here from the stretch. And got a fastball by Heston, swung on and missed. And it's 0-1. Runners at first and second. Two outs. Heston Heckman is 2-for-2 today. And fastball swung on and fouled back. And Hoschel's got him 0-2. Two outs. All-conference pitcher Drew Hoschel had a nice season last year. Heston Heckman 2-for-2. First and second. There's a fastball down the middle, swung on and fouled back. 0-2 the count. Heston moved into catcher at the end of the second. From the stretch, here's Drew. Curveball missed high. 1-2 the count. He's got a nice white baseball out there. Runners lead off from first and second. Here's the pitch. Down in the, on the dirt, and that one got away, and I think they're going to say it hit him, no? Okay, I thought he was holding up his hands. Thought it clipped the top of the shoe of Heston, but it didn't. 2-2 the count. That squirted away from Kuchiba, but runners do not advance. Here's the pitch. Fastball swung through and missed at the letters and came in and struck him out. So, at the end of three, no runs, no hits, no errors, and two left on. So, we're going to send it back to 98Q, 98Q Country for a 30-second timeout, 30 seconds.
Jeff Haken and Roofing, the most experienced roofing company in the area, specializing in steel and shingled roofs. Materials are sourced locally, and they take pride in their work. Quality is their number one goal. Insured and estimates are free. Check out the website, jeffhakenandroofing.com. That's H-E-I-K-K-I-N-E-N, jeffhakenandroofing.com, or call or text 715-820-2880. Jeff Haken and Roofing, a proud supporter of local sports.
Scott Heckman here, bringing you high school baseball from Prentice, Wisconsin. And it's 11-3 in favor of the Phillips Loggers. Top of the fourth. And we have the Heckman boys as the battery. Hardy pitching, Heston catching. Garrett May at first. Ryder Jones at second. Jonas Soroba at short. And Jack Spranz at third base. Finishing his warm-ups is Hardy Heckman. Thrown on to second there was Hesse. Nice throw. Colin Kleinschmidt actually hit a double last time up. So quite a few extra base hits for the Phillips Loggers today. From the stretch, Hardy wasting no time. Fastball down the middle, strike one. No clean innings yet for either team. From the stretch, here's the pitch. There's a fastball popped up to the right side, and it's going to stay in. And Garrett May, wind's blowing pretty hard from the north, and it just pushed it over him, so he overran that plate. Going to be an E3. 0-2, and Buccaneers need that one back. Kleinschmidt, and here's the curveball. Called strike three and awfully high. But called strike three. All right. One out. Sawyer Kuchiba, the catcher, comes up from the right side. Here's the pitch. Oh, straight back. Colin kind of bent down in the zone, too, but this umpire has given some high strikes, so I guess that's what you got. 0-1 here on Sawyer. He's had a hit as well. Fastball swung on and missed at the letters. He was out front, looking to do some damage with that one. And now he's down 0-2, so Hardy getting ahead of Sawyer. Sawyer from the right side. And fastball up high, and Sawyer went after it and strike three. So the first two hitters for the Loggers have struck out. That brings up Ty Henderson. And we're in danger here, folks, of the first clean inning of the game. 11-3, Loggers in front. There's a fastball, hit to left, and that's going to get through to the gap, and Ty is rounding first. Here comes the throw, and late, Ty Henderson, two-out double. That brings up the leadoff hitter, Lane Abraham. Took a high fastball and drove it out to left. Starkey couldn't corral it and got to the wall, and a double. From the stretch, here's Hardy. Fastball down the middle, and Lane took it. Kind of looked at himself and said, I wish I had that one back. 0-1, two outs. Top of the fourth, Loggers have a runner in scoring position. Up 11-3. Lane from the right side. Hardy from the stretch. Curveball. Wow. I don't know where that one missed, folks, but it was a lot better than the one that got called. 1-1 the count. Looked like it split the middle of the dish, cut it in half, called a ball. So, 2-1 here. Two outs. Hardy, really not taking his time, gets right in there and throws that pitch. Ty Henderson at second. He got a fastball above the letters, and Lane tried to unload and swung through it. 2-2 the count. Two outs. Ty Henderson at second. Here's the pitch. Fastball in the dirt, or curveball in the dirt, handled by Heston. And Lane thought about it just momentarily. That brings up a full count, two outs. Ty Henderson probably won't be on the move here, but we'll see how he does. Fastball swung through, strike three. Hardy strikes out the side. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one left on. So at the end of the top of the fourth, it's 11-3, Phillips Loggers. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country for a one-minute timeout. 1 minute.
Longman Home Furnishings is proud to be part of the Park Falls and Ashland communities and wishes all area high school athletes the best in their sporting endeavors. You're all winners, on and off the court, on and off the field, and on and off the course. Longman Home Furnishings helps bring you the sports broadcast. And whether win or lose, we are in your corner with a full showroom filled with a variety of furniture, including sectional sofas, love seats, up north style furniture, as well as bedroom sets and dining room set. Mattresses with two-sided options, plus over 50 recliners to choose from. That's Longman Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, Wisconsin.
At Forward Insurance, you will always have a local agent in your corner because it's not just about a policy. As your local agent, they are your neighbor and the first to respond when you need them the most. They get involved in the community, and they always take time to find the best options to protect your family or business. Visit one of your trusted hometown local agents at 177 4th Avenue in Park Falls or Highway 13 in Phillips. Forward Insurance, always moving forward together.
Scott Heckman, Dawson Hoschel, here bringing you high school baseball. Prentice, Wisconsin, And the Phillips Loggers are facing off against the Buccaneers, bottom of the fourth. It's 11-3 in favor of the Loggers. Buccaneers have had chances every time they've come up to the dish, and the Loggers have cashed in with a big second inning. Drew Hochschild is out on the hill. Coming up to the plate is the shortstop, batting in the two-hole, too, is Jonas Siroba. Athletic, right-handed hitter. Had a nice catch out in left field earlier. He ran a long way for that. Here comes a strike from Drew Hochschild. And he looks like he's warmed up, folks. He's throwing hard. From the windup, here's the pitch. Got a fastball at the top of the zone, called strike two. And Drew really bringing it today. This is the hardest I've seen him throw for a long time. 0-2 the count. Fastball swung on and missed, strike three. That's the first out. And Hardy Heckman gets his first opportunity to face a hard-throwing left-hander. Coming up to the left side of the plate is Hardy Heckman, the current pitcher for the Prentice Buccaneers. Hochschild looks in for the sign. Here's the pitch. Fastball away. 1-0. Looming on deck is Aiden Hawes, the center fielder. Big, tall right-hander. Wind up. Here's the pitch. That one in the dirt and all the way back to the screen. Here in Park Falls, there's a lot of room behind the dish. There's probably, good 60 feet, 65 feet from home plate to the backstop. Used to take batting practice way back there from the plate. There's a fastball on a 2-0 count, and that was up, and Hardy swung through it and missed. The freshman, batting left-handed. 2-1 the count. Here's the pitch. Fastball fouled back. Hochschild went right back to it. And 2-2 now. Bottom of the fourth. One out. Hochschild struck out the first batter he faced. And now he's got 2-2 on Hardy Heckman. And curveball. Check swung. And this is a tough call. Umpire looking for an appeal, didn't call a strike, told him to go down to second, and now he's out. And that's really, 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 really poor officialing right there. I can't believe it. You either got to make the call or you don't. And now Scott Robb's going to get an earful, and he should. But, I mean, he should say something because that's just, that's Bush League right there. Wow. Come down here and get paid $100 or whatever, plus $50 for driving, and you know, you gotta put together something. Just a thought. Two outs, two strikeouts, and here's Aiden Hawes. Fastball, way high, called a strike. Wow. And I think that's he's telling Scott Robb that don't question me. 0-1. Fastball swung on and missed, and it's 0-2. Two outs. Fastball down. Called ball one, and it's 1-2, two outs. Aiden Hawes at the dish from the right side. Drew Hochschild, the big left-hander, from the stretch. Here's the pitch, swung on and missed, and he struck out the side. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on. And at the end of four, it's 11-3. Loggers were going to send it back to 98Q Country. 1 minute timeout.
Hi, this is Audrey Heckman, here to tell you about the Heckman Auction app. and how easy it is to use. It can be downloaded free on Apple and Android devices. This is an easy, accessible way to keep track of your favorite items or find something new. Heckman Auction, heck yeah!
You will find the usual with the unusual at heckmanauction.com. Heavy equipment, vehicles, antiques, collectibles, furniture, coins, jewelry, and much more. Heckman Auction.
Heck yeah!
IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers. From design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service, they have over 50 years experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community.
Scott Heckman, Dawson Law Show, bringing you high school baseball. It's Phillips versus Prentice, 11-3, Phillips in the lead, and a little controversy. You know what? That's baseball, though. Controversy. That's what everybody remembers about baseball, right? Got to have controversy, and that's just part of the game. Yelling at the umpire, flipping the bat, maybe getting hit in the chin. You know what I'm saying? That's just part of the game. You know, I'm not condoning it, but that's just what people believe they remember. Atos at the dish. Takes a strike at the knees. Hardy Heckman working fast, got a pitch, and that one was down, and it's 1-1. Nobody out, top of the fifth. Curveball called, strike two, caught the outside part of the dish, I think. And Aiden Hawes down 1-2. 11-3 lead for the Loggers. Curveball swung on and missed, and Hardy Heckman has got four strikeouts through the last inning and a third. That brings up Danny Adamitis. He's 3-for-3, single, double, home run. He's looking for a triple. That curveball dropped inside for ball one. Danny, three-run home run in the second. Took a fastball down the middle, strike one. 1-1 the count, one out. No score after two in Pittsburgh for the Buccaneers. That ball missed high, 2-1. Looks like the softball game's over, and I think Prentice was defeated by the Loggers, but I'm not totally sure. We'll see if we can get a score update. Fastball swung through and fouled straight back. It's 2-2 now, one out. Two and two, one out. From a stretch, Hardy. Curveball. Fouled back, had him off balance, and sticking the bat out there was Danny. Danny, the left fielder, 3-for-3. He's got four RBIs. Heston adjusting his shin straps. 2-2, one out. And here's the pitch. Swung through and missed. And Hardy strikes out another guy. That brings up Drew Hauschild. And he hands a couple baseballs to the official. Hardy struck out the last five. I shouldn't say there was a double in there. But last five outs have been via the strikeout. Curveball. And it hit him. Bounced in the dirt and Hardy threw off his hat. So Hauschild gets a two-out hit by pitch. The easy way right there in the foot, huh?
First pitch.
That brings up Pod Mollick. Ethan, third baseman in the 5-hole, wearing number 18, two outs. Fastball up and away from Hardy. And Hoschel taking a lead. We'll see if he's running. I doubt he will be. 11-3. Top of the fifth. Podmolek at the dish. Very conservative lead for Drew.